What up, what up, what up? What's going on? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, my brother Brad. We are live right now, currently in our E2M personal training page. We're also live on the Eager to Run page. And I might make us live inside of the public page. I just thought about that. But Brad, in the meantime, brother, what are we talking about today, my friend?
We have a very special guest this morning. So we're going to talk about the journey and we're going to talk about being decisive. So I got a quote from Bernard Langer. Be decisive. A wrong decision is generally less disastrous than indecision.
I like that, man. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battle. Mental battle.
Man,
eat some
for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do back in here. Another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, man, I'm super excited. And like I said before, the intro, we are live, man. And so I'm not going to waste much time, but I always have to shout out those that are commenting on YouTube, those that are watching on Facebook, all the places, man. We appreciate you guys showing us love. And we send the love right back, man, to our faithful Bad Podcast listeners. So, B, let's get into it, man. Go ahead with it.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of interviews with our sponsors for the Atlanta 5K, the Atlanta meetup. And we're coming down. We're finally rounding third base with our Atlanta meetup. So we're really excited to have this guest on today. She's an E2M client. She's a veteran. She's a sponsor. She is one of those lights that we talk about so often, one of those beacons that leads by example and leads through action. So without further hesitation, Natasha, the floor is yours. I want you to introduce yourself and I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, excellent. Hello. Hi, my name is Natasha Hines. I joined E2M in May 2021, and I am I feel like I'm E2M's number one fan. I was born in Georgia, served in the military for 20 years. Now I live in Georgia with my 11-year-old son, and I run my business full time.
That's amazing. And you mentioned that you're a veteran. So first and foremost, thank you. Yep. Thank you very much for your service and, you know, providing Dwayne and I the opportunity and so many more with the freedom that we have and just the blessings that we have on a daily basis. Now, with being a veteran, you already sort of have the routines, the habits, the discipline instilled in you. So I want to kind of steer the conversation in that direction today. So how did being a military veteran play a role in your comeback story with your health and fitness and wellness in general?
Okay, so let's see. So when I served in the military for 20 years, I had stellar scores on the fitness test. Like, we had to run 2 miles. We had to do push-ups for 2 minutes. We had to do sit-ups for 2 minutes. So I was, for the entire 20 years, I was always maxing my tests. My soldiers were trying to, beat my score, And so I retired in 2019. And I put on a lot of weight during the pandemic. I put on about probably 30 to 40 pounds. And so I have the spirit of, working out and just trying to stay fit and healthy. But for whatever reason, I just couldn't figure it out on my own. I was, riding on my stationary bicycle at home. I was doing all of this exercise. Like, I knew what I was supposed to do, right? But I wasn't seeing the results. Okay. And so I want to say November 2020, one of my good friends who's also serving in the military, Michelle Barksdale White, she reached out, she sent me a message and she said, "Hey, I see you're working out. I know this program." And so I didn't really listen to her at the time, right? Like, she told me, it was like about E2M a little bit, but it wasn't not until she posted a side-by-side collage of the scale where she lost 50 pounds. It wasn't even a full body pic. It was a pictures of her feet. And she said, "Hey guys, I just lost 50 pounds. You know, people are asking her, what is this program? And you know, she said E2M. I went to the E2M's website. It was, you know, it was closed registration. So I literally put it in my calendar. I put it in my calendar for 5 a.m. in the morning because I wasn't exactly sure if, you know, like the slots were going to be taken. And I wanted to make sure that I got in there. So I set my calendar. I registered at 5 at the time. I want to say registration opened at midnight. I signed up. And then, you know, I started posting in the group. And then she was just like, "Hey, you're here." And I was like, "Yep, I'm here. I saw your post and I'm ready to go." And so, I mean, E2M has really changed my life, you know, because of the structure. You know, in the military, we have policies, we have procedures, and we follow it in order to meet our mission. And so with E2M, they give us the policies, the procedures. If you follow it, you're going to see results. And that's, you know, basically the plain facts.
I love that. I'm going to jump right in here, Brad, because this is my round mate. We joined the same exact
beautiful
round, May 2021. That's super dope. And you know, watch your journey, watch you put in the work and turn it on. And I would attest to say that that the structure that you mentioned comes from Jeff's military background, just having that understanding and placing it in a way. So let's talk about when you first joined the group. Like, what was that experience? You know, for me, it was, okay, I've seen the evidence, time to put it to work. Did you lock in right away, or did it take some convincing, or how was your experience when you first got in?
So let's see. I will admit, when I first joined the group, I was very overwhelmed with the amount of help that people were trying to provide in tips. And so I actually muted the group for like 3 days so that I could listen to Coach Jeff, where he said, "Look, read the guides." So I muted the group for about 3 days. I literally read through each guide, and then I locked in on Sunday to listen to the brief. And so for me, it was... I lost 20 pounds my first round. So I will say that I was pretty locked in. You know, one challenge that I did have was weighing myself often, right? Because in the military, the scale is very important. And so I was weighing myself. And what I want to say, when I hit week 6, I hadn't lost weight in like in 3 weeks. And so I started to become discouraged because of the scale, but my body was changing. You see what I'm saying? So I want to say I literally went off plan for like a week, you know, because I was like, this, you know, it's not working for me. It's working for everyone else, but it's not working for me. But my pictures were literally changing. So there's like a certain psychology behind it. And so I started listening to our mental health coach, the former mental health coach, Dr. Reese, and she literally reeled me back in. And so for the last 2 weeks, you know, I dialed in hard. I was eating my asparagus. And then at the end of the day, I had lost 20 pounds. I had been a size that I hadn't seen in, you know, since before the pandemic. So for me, it was amazing. It boosted my confidence. Another thing is I was on a team. So just so you know, I've been on 10 teams since being on E2M. And it's just, it really honestly reminded me of the military, you know, just the team building, the teamwork, and just us sort of pushing and motivating each other. I know one of my teammates from, oh my gosh, I think it was like 2 years ago, you know, she mentioned, it was Kamisha Draher. She mentioned how the teammates, they're the fire, right? And then the leaders of the team, you know, we're the fuel. So the teammates, they're already burning. And we, as the leaders, we just give them the fuel. We pump them up in order for them to meet their goals. And so, well, for all of us to meet their goals, because they were pushing me too, because I'm like, well, I'm not going to be a slacker on my team. So it's truly life changing. I've recruited at least 100 of my friends, like my sister, my mom's in the group. Several friends that I've met over the years, we're all here together. And then, of course, I've met new friends in E2M as well.
Hey, Brad, I know you're ready, but I know you're ready. Give me 1 second.
All good, brother.
Give me 1 second. Because speaking of recruiting people and referrals, I have to throw this on. If you're on YouTube, you get this treat. Ashley says, oh, wow, Natasha is the reason I joined E2M. I don't even know her, but her transformation was, I was inspired. So I just want to throw that out there that people are watching. People that don't even know you, you just never know. So, all right, Brad, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you did that, Dwayne, because I was going to go one way and now I'm in a sector and I'm going to go a different direction. So, you know, that's how I roll, baby. I did write in my notes what I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to do a little segue real quick. So with that being said, there are so many people in this group that are getting the mental, the physical, the well-being, results from E2M. But they're afraid to post because they're afraid that they've only lost 20 pounds. They've only lost 10 pounds. They haven't seen that scale move. Maybe they haven't even seen the pictures really evolve that much. But what happens is even if you lose 5 pounds in 8 weeks or 10 pounds in 8 weeks or whatever your transformation is in that 8 weeks, you might just inspire that one person. And that one person could be a catalyst to thousands. And this group has done some amazing things across the globe, right? It's inspired people to chase down greatness with their physical fitness and their mental well-being. But that's just the kickstart. That's just the beginning. Like, you're just brushing the surface. Like, there is so many people in this group that have got promotions, met their spouse through this group, created friendships, relationships, right? You're seeing it in all facets of this world, where people are coming together through a physical fitness group, and it's unbelievable. But it all starts with that one post. Like, your post inspired, I can't remember the name, but your post inspired that one person, and that one person literally could be a catalyst to change the format or the direction of thousands of other people. But the one thing that I wanted to say is, you know, you said something about muting the group, right? Sometimes the group can be overwhelming because it's post upon post upon post upon post. Like, if I'm tagged in something, I will click on that sucker. If I click away from it, I will never see that post again. It is in Pandora's box, and send it off to Narnia, man. But what happens is, you know, those influences, whether it's Facebook, whether it's your friends, those things that you can't control. To be on the straight and narrow, sometimes we need to quiet that noise. And if it's muting the group, that's you quieting that influence, all right? That was something that was a stressor for you. You need to mute that. What happens sometimes on this journey is you have a friend. You have a family member. Sometimes that's the stressor without us even recognizing it because, hey, I'm doing this fitness program. I'm trying to lose some weight. Oh, why would you do that? That's the first time that they kind of seep into your head. Why am I doing this? And you start to build this catalyst over your mindset, right? And the more times that somebody tells you you can't, the more times somebody asks you why, the more times somebody tells you you shouldn't, the more times somebody tells you you can't or won't or whatever, you start to believe it a little bit. So I'm going to use your analogy. You muted the Facebook group. Some of us just need to mute life. We need to mute that external influence. So I thought that was really cool that you said that. You know, we're rolling up into week 8 when this drops live. It will be week 8, right, Dwayne?
No, it'll be week 1.
Very good.
We're ahead.
Week 1. Very good. Very good. We are in week 1. So with that being said, this is a perfect time to talk about that noise. Perfect time to talk about that noise. All right. First and foremost, did you have anybody in your life that told you, hey, you shouldn't. Hey, you can't. Hey, you won't. Did you ever have anything like that that steered your ship in a different direction?
Well, sometimes when it comes to can it be any topic or does it have to be?
Oh yeah,
for
anything.
Okay. So I know we haven't gotten to the point of my business, but this is strictly related to my business. When I came up with my business idea, I remember sharing it. The first time I shared it with a close friend, right, who is also a woman, also in the military, and I just thought that she would be so supportive, But when I mentioned my idea to her, she basically said I didn't know what I was doing. And I was really hurt. But honestly, it pushed me, right? It pushed me to work harder to kind of sort of like to prove her wrong. Like, no, this is a great idea and I'm going to make it work. And here we are 7 years later, now in military retail stores, and we're just doing so much the growth of my company.
That's what's up.
You going or am I going? Because
Go, man, go.
I can go. Hey, so I try to use life and fitness, and I try to run them parallel because you're spot on, Natasha, when you talk about this, right? And I want to kind of take a different angle from this. So like you're telling yourself, I'm going to prove them wrong, and deep down you may be telling yourself that, but I think really that fire within, it's actually proving yourself right. You know what you can do. You know what you can accomplish, and you want to prove it to yourself. It's not necessarily about proving it to your best friend or proving it to anybody else. It's proving it to yourself that you absolutely can. And what a perfect time. And Dwayne, you can hop in, but what a perfect time to talk about your business and talk about how the life of fitness has played a role in your life of business. But I'll let Dwayne hop in before we make that transition.
Yeah, no, that's actually where I was going to go. We're speaking in the business in code. Tell us, what is the business? So that, because part of this, it's our podcast, but we also want to promote you because, you're a supporter. So talk about the business, talk about what inspired the business, and let's get into that story.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So the name of my company is called Keep Your Hair Headgear. I founded my company about 2 years before I retired from the military, because the military, when you're transitioning out, they have different tracks on what you can do. You can either, start a business, or you can work for the federal government, or you can be a contractor. And so I took the business track. I started my company because when I was serving in the military, my military hats, which are made of out of cotton and nylon, they were actually drying out and pulling out the moisture from my hair. And so when moisture is pulled from your hair, it causes it dryness, breakage. And so, I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to create a company that sells satin liners for military hats, actually silk liners for military hats. And so I founded my company, but it wasn't really until I was able to retire where I was able to sort of dive deep into it, because I was able to focus on it full time. And so we make silk liners for military hats. And then I thought, oh my goodness, the same issue is happening to my sorority hats, because I'm in a sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I was having the same issue with my sorority hat. So I applied for a licensing agreement. It was approved. I started selling my satin lined Zeta Phi Beta hats. And then that's when all of the other sororities started reaching out, hey, where's our hat? And so my company has seven trademark licensing agreements. We sell satin lined baseball caps, beanies, everything that's going to protect your hair and keep it healthy. I also have a friend who was undergoing chemotherapy, and I gifted her a hat that had the silk lining material in it. Her eyes welled up, and I was trying to figure out what's going on. And she said, this hat is so comfortable, because the chemotherapy was causing great sensitivity to her skin. And so the soft silk satin fabric was so soft, and it was not hurting her head. So that to me was amazing. And then we started dope making donations to those who were going through chemotherapy. So we have a huge give back effort where we give back 10% of our profits, specifically to veterans, military, and veteran-owned nonprofits.
It's amazing. Go ahead, Brad. I
Thank
see
you.
you.
At the very foundation of any good business is, belief in yourself. And first and foremost, you believed in your dream, and you are here living your dream because you believed in yourself. And same, you know, it runs side by side with belief is just doing good for the world. You know, a good business does good for the world. And that's precisely what you're doing. You're out there providing smiles to women and men, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you're doing good. You're providing those smiles. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, if somebody's watching this and you're trying to start a business, do good for the world, do good in general, and your business will take off. So, Natasha, thank you for dropping that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And speaking of you know, doing good and donating, you are one of the sponsors for our upcoming event. We're super excited about that. We appreciate the partnership. And again, you know, we provide, you know, the opportunity for you to vocal your business, because we're grateful that, you know, we hear it all the time. You know, I'll pay for each of them three times, but you know, we don't see anything. But for somebody to use their funds, to use their business to push it forward, we're super grateful. So as we get ready to transition, I want to give you room and space to shout out your website out, let them know how to contact you, how to get your product, and then I'll transition into my last question.
Okay, excellent. So Keep Your Hair Headgear, our website is keepyourhairheadgear.com. We're also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, keepyourhairheadgear.com. It's all together. And our email address is info@keepyourhairheadgear.com.
Love it, love it. All right, so this is a part of the show. We ask all of our guests a do you know or did you know question. This is a question, or you're going to give us a fact about yourself that maybe you've never told anybody, or only a select few people know. I'm going to play this short video so you have a chance to think about what you want to share. It's short, though, so here it goes.
Do you know?
All right, the video's over, so I hope you got one ready. What you got? What's a do you know or did you know fact about yourself?
So a lot of people do not realize that I am an introvert. Mm. I post into the group often, almost daily. I wear my outfits that change every day, every week. But then when we go to the actual in-person events, like I'm very reserved and quiet. And so sometimes, I don't know. I think sometimes folks expect this sort of, you know, I don't know, like bubbly personality, but it really comes out when we get to meet each other more often or in smaller groups. because the meetups, and honestly, they overwhelm me, you know, like the amount of hugs and love and just all of the support, you know, which is all great. But I'm really an introvert.
Wow.
Me too.
I'm about to say, so is Brad. We have to protect Brad, man. He's super anxious at these meetups, man. So, I am definitely not. Bring on the crowds. They give me energy. But no, that's super dope. We appreciate you sharing that with us. And again, we definitely appreciate you and your contribution to E2M. You know, from posting to interacting to helping me police, I'll wink at that one. to also, you know, supporting us financially. We're super grateful for that, man. So Brad, on the way out of here, brother, what you got for us?
Natasha, you are the example. So I want to say thank you. And this is for everybody that's listening today. If you say you're going to go do something, go do that thing and never look back. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.